And Paul said, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And I'm glad the Bible didn't say as many as are filled with the Spirit. Because sometimes people get filled with the Spirit and don't stay in it. You can't get filled with the Spirit and walk in the flesh. As many as are led by the Spirit, and when you're led by the Spirit, He'll lead you in the right way. We want Brother Dunn to come preach to us today, and I want you to worship the Lord with him while he comes.
Well, let's give Jesus a good hand clap this morning. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Brother Sheridan. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord today? Amen. I certainly count it a great privilege and honor to be here among friends and such a wonderful pastor. Amen. I love and appreciate Brother and Sister Sheridan very much, their family. Amen. I've heard about Brother Sheridan before he came to Louisiana. Heard a tape of his preaching. Amen. It certainly inspired me, and it's so wonderful to have men of God like this in this house. Amen. We appreciate the sacrifice of love and dedication that he and his family have given and the strength that this church has grown from. And I feel like the Lord, amen, many years ago in the evangelistic work in us out in the States, that the Lord charged me that first of all, God charged me, amen, to God to strengthen the hands of the pastor, wife and family. Amen. And strengthen the church. And I tell you, I love God's preachers and I love God's ministry of His people. Amen. We're all looking at this, amen, this life together. Amen. Pressing toward the same mark. Amen. We appreciate the word of faith that's been preached over the year and the Lord standing faithful with us. Amen. I'd like for me and my wife, if she would, to come and have me sing a song that she said was her song. I may talk about it this morning in the service. Amen. My wife was paralyzed for 4.5 months. Amen. I fed her like a child and took care of her. And I fought every devil in hell over the message of faith. And the enemy told me, he said, what are you going to do now? And I quoted the word of God that I hid in my heart. In Joel 2:25, that my people shall never be ashamed. Scriptures like Proverbs 3:5-6. To trust in the Lord and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct thy path. I told the devil I said, you a liar. I liked that song the other night. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? And I'm going to tell you the God that I serve today reached down and healed her. Amen to God. We had to get under each arm. My boys did and help her to learn to walk again. But I want you to know one thing, that the God that I serve is not dead and He's not on a far trip. But I've come here today to brag on Him and to tell the world that Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's give Him another good hand clap. Thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give Jesus. We lost our drummer, but that's all right. Amen. It's a very familiar song, and y'all can help us sing. You know what I like to have this morning? And I felt certain this is the way the good pastor feels. I like to just have an old-fashioned Brush Arbor service. Camp meeting service around here today and see the Lord move. Amen. Sometime 2 weeks ago, I had a dream that I was preaching in a rather large church. And in that dream, I saw the Spirit of the Lord move and go through the back of the congregation, and God was healing and moving by His divine power. It'd be all right if this would be the place today. Amen. Because I believe that's what the Lord has came to do, to minister to all of us. Praise God. Oh, life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You found peace in mind like you never knew. For the temptation's changing, you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, Paul. You're never alone. when things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. Oh, the God of the day, He's still God in the night. Oh, you can talk of your faith. You're up on the mountain. Oh, but don't come so easy when your life ain't dead. But it's down in the valley, a crowd that you get. Oh, that's when you're afraid. But that's what you say. Somebody shout it out.
Somebody said He'll make things right. My God, He'll make things right. Hallelujah to God. Well, three men on the raging sea. Well, for them, what hope could there be? Well, they were tossing so helplessly along in the night. Well, in despair, they began to cry. And Jesus heard them as He passed by. He said, fear not, for it is I. He'll make things right. Oh, He'll make things right. If you would trust Him, He'll make things right. If you fall on your knees and pray, and if you're lost somewhere in the night, let Jesus be your God in life. There's a blind man that was standing by the way, and he could not see the light of the day. He heard the chief, the son of David, was passing by. Hallelujah. He cried, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus looked down. Amen. The God is going there. Touched his eyes. Hallelujah. Paid his sight. Everything was all right. He'll make things right. But if you would trust Him, He'll make things right. If you fall on your knees and pray, and if you're lost somewhere in the night, let Jesus be your guiding light. Kneel down and pray, and He will say, He'll make.
the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Master. Glory to God. Amen. I believe that today, that the Lord will make things right. How many feel that way about it? Amen. I tell you what, I could have came and heard the good man of God teach to us today. Amen. But it's felt our lot, and I appreciate it and want to thank Brother Shirley again for this opportunity to be here. I've came to be a blessing. I've come, amen, to God to strengthen your hands and lift you up. I've come, amen, to God to help you to be strong for tomorrow. Amen. I've came to encourage God's people. Amen. And take a hold of the Word of God that cannot fail, that will strengthen us in the hour that we're faced with. Amen. The end time that we're looking at. Amen. Things don't look good across the seas this morning. Amen. And I know I told my boys some time back, I sat them down and talked to them. Amen. I said, I'm going to tell you one thing. You need to get a hold of God and pray like you've never prayed, because we're on the home stretch now. Amen. We're looking at the end of time, and it's good to prepare for the natural, but it's greater to prepare for the spiritual things. Amen. Today I give honor to the elders, the ministers, the men of God of this church, men that have strengthened me in years gone by. Amen. Like Brother Ed Pace here. Amen. Brother Page and Brother Austin Franks and some of these good men. Amen. Back years ago in the young part of my life. Amen. That I look to as examples and strength, and it encourages me today to see them going on for God and living for the Lord. Amen. The faith that I received as a young man back years ago, I owe it to the, amen, the bishop of the adjacent building, Brother W.T. Hemphill, that inspired me, and the message of faith to reach out and get a hold of God as a young man. It's certainly great to see Sister Hemphill today. Amen. We love and appreciate her. Amen. And I believe that all of us is looking to the Lord today. In Hebrews 12:2, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. If you would like to stand for a moment, I'd like to turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, very familiar scripture, 29 down through verse 31. Amen. Going over to the book of Psalms, chapter 30, verse 4 and verse 5. Amen. The prophet said he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no strength, he increases strength. That have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And Psalms chapter 30, verse 4 and 5. Sing unto the Lord, all you saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endures but a moment, and in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Can we lift our hands as a good pastor prays this morning? Hallelujah. And everybody said amen. Thank you for being so kind to stand. You can be seated. Isaiah the prophet said, amen, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Thank you. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. For a while today, I like to minister. Amen. I sought the Lord carefully concerning this service today. Amen. I didn't come unprepared. Amen. I wept before the Lord. Amen to God, and talk to the Lord, and He began to speak to me about teaching or preaching this morning about when faith is put on trial. Amen. There is nothing more strenuous in this hour than the time of waiting. Amen. It's all right for somebody to say things is going to be all right tomorrow. Amen. The answer will come tomorrow. And sickness, many things that we're faced with. Amen to God. Family problems, sickness. Amen to God. The things that are around us, that are upon us, different ones of us. Amen. We carry a different burden, amen, to God, and concerning our own spiritual welfare. Amen. And different things press different people. Amen. All of us have different trials. But I tell you one thing the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 4 and 12, think it not strange of the fiery trial that's to try you as though some strange thing has happened. Amen. The Bible talks about in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and 1. He said to everything, there's a season, a purpose under the sun. There's a time to be born, and there's a time that we're all going to die. Amen to God. We're looking at aspect of this surrounded by time. Of all of us has been allotted time. Amen. Hebrews 9:27 said it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Amen. In the midst of all of us are faced with trials and tribulations that surround us. Amen. But Jesus told us in Matthew 6 and 9, amen, He said, after this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, for thine is the grace and the glory forever. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah to God. When I begin to look at faith, the Bible said in Romans 10:17 that now faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. Amen to God. We don't receive faith by praying, and faith does not come by fasting. Amen. Faith will only come from the death. Amen. The ministry that preaches us now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. In Romans chapter 12 and 3, He said He dealt to every man the measure of faith. Somebody shout faith this morning. He dealt to everyone the measure of faith. Amen. Somebody said, well, how do you explain it, preacher? Amen. Well, I explain it this way of a story that I heard of a young man that went to a blacksmith. And there he saw this black man, amen, a God with only those faded blue jeans on. He didn't have on a t-shirt. He saw him when he turned the forge, and the fire got hot under the metal. He saw that black man as his arms, the biceps and the triceps, amen, on his arms began to glisten from the perspiration that run down his chest. Amen. That young boy saw him when he raised that hammer and began to work on that steel and began to beat that plow point out. Amen to God. He said, mister, where did you get them muscles? He said, son, the day I was born to these muscles. Amen to God. He said, the reason they look like they do is because I use them. Hallelujah to God. And it's the same way today. Amen. Concerning faith. Amen to God. God does to every one of us the measure of faith. Somebody said, amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you the reason that we can stand in the face of the adversary, as Paul did in Philippians 4:13, and declare that we can do all things, amen, through Christ, which strengthens us. It's because we can flex our spiritual muscles of faith. But I'm going to tell you right now, this hour, no matter what I'm looking at or faced with, amen, faith will always stand up and say, I'll make it. Amen, faith will always stand up and say, I will overcome. Amen, faith will say, I'll wait on the Lord till tomorrow. And if the answer don't come tomorrow, I'll wait the next week. And if it don't come next week, I'll believe it'll come next month. Amen. I'm going to stand still. And I'm going to believe God. Amen. For the impossible. Hallelujah. I was amazed at the history. Amen. Of the tree that Jesus spoke about in the book of Luke 13. Amen. Of God, verse 18 and 19. He talked about, amen, let me look over it right quick. Amen. He said then, said he unto, amen to God, to what is the kingdom of God likened to? For whereunto shall I resemble it? He said, it's like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast in his garden, and grew and waxed into a great tree. Everybody said a great tree. And the fowls of the air came and lodged in the branches thereof. The history concerning the old ancient Palestinian mustard tree was rather amazing. I take not the credit, amen, to God, of this research, but a friend of mine in Florida, amen, went to the Orlando library, and he looked at the books on the top shelves above all the others. And he looked at some books up there that had been aged because the paper had turned a brown. He asked the lady, amen. He said, can I look at those books? She said, well, we're really not permitted because they're so old. She said, the old history concerning Bible and the country. He got the book down. Amen. You know, for years I thought when the Lord spoke of this fig tree, mustard tree, He was talking about some kind of little old plant. I've heard people illustrate, amen to God, you got faith just like a little grain. That was all right. But I found, amen, the man began to read and study concerning the old ancient Palestinian mustard tree and found out that it was a tree that was very extinct on the Palestinian banks and upon the Jordan River banks. Mustard trees did not grow like a peach orchard. There were very few and extinct and far in between. And certainly Jesus spoke in Luke 18:80, said, when I return, will I find faith in the earth? Hallelujah. Amen. And the writer talked about how that a man that desired one of them trees, that he went and he dug, he went through hundreds and thousands of bulbs till he found the proper seed. Amen. That God is searching, and he planted it on his pasture where his sheep growed at. Amen to God. And the sheep loved the mustard tree. Hallelujah to God. Amen. They was attracted by the aroma that the mustard tree put out. See, Jesus typified faith to this mustard tree. Amen. He related a parallel concerning this tree. But you know, goats hated the mustard tree. You saw them around the country. I know God used to, but I know God used to do this and that, but amen to God, but this and but that. Amen, a spirit of a bitter goat. Amen. That spirit, amen, that aroma, sister guest, that tree put out. Amen to God. The writer said that many times the shepherd went to that tree and he found the goats at the foot of it dead, where they had butted their head against that tree. Amen to God. So they battered themselves and it killed them. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Well, we've got goats in this hour, but thank God for the real sheep that love the Word of God. Amen to God. In the midst of unbelief and doubt, there will always be those that stand around and say, I'll never make it. Amen. God will never do it. Amen. There in the face of adversity and doubt and unbelief. Amen. Paul said, what if some don't believe? Would it make the Word of God of none effect? But he said, let every man be what? Amen. Let him be a liar and let the Word of God be true. Hallelujah. But you know what amazed me, Brother Page? Amen to God, was the time that they talked about when that man got that seed. He dug a hole in the ground 6 inches deep and 6 inches wide. He dropped that mustard seed in it, and in 72 hours, the time for the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they could look in the bottom of that hole and there was a small blade. Amen. Coming up in the bottom of that hole. Amen. To something else that stirred me was after 3 years, that tree was full grown. It had 60-foot roots and it had 20-foot limbs. Amen. A God that grew into waxed into a great and a strong tree. Hallelujah. Amen. And the writer said the reason the tree was so strong and it withstood every tornado and hurricane, every high wind that came through that country, is because when the roots went down, they wrapped around every rock and every boulder. It made a half hitch on every stone. Amen to God. And it went down to the ground 3 times as deep as it stood above the ground. Amen. That's the way I want to be tonight. Amen. Today, friend, I believe we ought to have 3 times as much depth as we have testimony. Amen. To God, we ought to be 3 times as deep. Amen. To God, as we declare that we stand for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. There was, amen, at night, the leaves on the mustard tree curl up, and amen to God, and drip down. Amen. The secretion that comes off of that tree, amen, when it fell upon those sheep, it killed every parasite. It destroyed every disease that was on the sheep. Hallelujah. The writer said, amen, it was the most healthiest sheep in the country was those that could live around a mustard tree. Praise the Lord anyhow. Somebody said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. It was a veterinarian. It was a doctor. Amen to those sheep. And amen. It talks about that, amen, that a mustard tree, there was no other tree that could live close to it except one tree. Amen. How many knows what that tree was? It was called the Rose of Sharon. The mustard tree had golden flowers with white petals. The Rose of Sharon had crimson red center and had white petals. The writer said as it growed down and entwined its roots around the roots of the mustard tree. After a process of time and months, that the shepherd could look and he could notice that the flower in the center of the mustard tree would begin to change. And after a certain length of time, that the center of that golden color of that mustard tree, amen, flower, would turn a crimson red. And I don't believe that you can be so close to the Lord today that you can't be like Him. Amen. To reach down and wrap our roots around the Word of God today, to be like Him. The song says, oh, to be like Jesus. Amen. And I believe that we can look at that today, amen, as they talked about when that tornado came through the country and it ripped things down. It tore down the mighty oak and the elm was split and destroyed. That they'd come by, but the mustard tree was still standing. Amen to God. Some of the leaves and limbs may have been ripped from it. Amen. But I thought, Lord, when we all get to the end of this journey, we're going to have battle scars. There's going to be things that we went through while we lived for God. Amen to God, as we endured hardness as a good soldier. Amen to God, friend. Hallelujah, when we stand before Him at that day, come on. Hallelujah to God, we rise to meet Him in the air. Oh, friend, because we stood faithful. And we took the Word of God as it's worked. Amen. If you're weak in faith this morning, let me strengthen your arms and hold you up. Amen to God, if your faith is down today, let me tell you, friend, to stand on your feet and take a hold of the Word of God. Amen to God, and say, I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm going to rise up. I refuse to stay down. I'm not going to be defeated. I'm not going to be overcome. Amen. I'm going to stand through the Word of God. I'm going to declare my position. Amen. As Paul said in Philippians 2 and 5, to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. How many knows we can trust in the Word and we can believe it for what it's worth today? Amen. No wonder Jeremiah 1 and 12, he said, I will hasten my word, amen, to perform it. Isaiah 55:11, he said, my word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which it was sent to do. Amen. Psalms 103:3, who forgiveth all of our iniquities and healeth all of our diseases. Amen. Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them. Isaiah 53:5, who was wounded for our transgression. Amen. The chastisement of our peace is upon Him, and by whose stripes ye are healed. Oh, friend, it was carried over. Amen. To 1 Peter 2:24. Amen. But in spite of it all, amen, the Word of God. Hallelujah to God in Ephesians 6:10. Amen. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh, friend, taking on us the whole armor of God. Oh, no wonder John the Revelator spoke in Revelation 3:11. He said, hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Everybody said the devil's a liar. Jesus spoke in prophecy in Matthew 24 of many things that would come upon the earth. But in verse 13, he said, but he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. Hallelujah. We're not fighting with natural things. Amen. No wonder 2 Corinthians 10:4. Paul said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Oh, friend, we can do it. Amen. That's why Paul instructed Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:3 to endure hardness as a good soldier.
I'm going to tell you, we're living to see the day and the hour. Amen. That God is going to separate the do's from the don'ts. It's going to separate those that will from those that won't. It's going to separate those that are hungered and those that are not hungry. Amen. From the move of God. But I believe today that Jesus, when He spoke in Matthew 5, and verse 6, He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Yes. Hallelujah. And if somebody said, what does it mean to you? I'm going to tell you what it means to me. Amen. Jeremiah 23 and 29. He said, it's not my word like a fire and like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. Hallelujah. Amen. What does the word mean? It's like a consuming fire. Hallelujah. What are you saying? I'm telling you that Isaiah 59 and 19, it said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up the standard against him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You devil, get out of the way. You're not going to stop me. Amen. My faith is on trial. And God is going to stand with me. And God is going to deliver. God's going to move. I'm going to let mustard tree faith rise up. Amen. I'm going to wax into a great tree that I may magnify the Lord. Not a simple seed. Amen. It's all but a great tree. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a tree that's just been through the smoke and the fog is circling around it. It's been through the hot burning desert. It's crossed through the dense forest. It's went, come on, and crossed the high mountains. Amen to God. And after all the smoke clears away, they're still standing. I'm excited about what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 9:11, he said, the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the strong. But time and chance has happened to us all. I'm talking about when faith is put on trial today. Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and 18, Paul told Timothy, he said, that thou mayest war a mighty warfare. Amen to God, that thou may do a great work for God. Amen, a good warfare. Amen, but the scripture comes back to me in Jeremiah chapter 12 and 5. Amen, the prophet stood and looked at Israel. And he said, if thou cannot contend with a footman, what are you going to do when you have to contend with the horses? When you got to run up beside the horses? Amen, a God in battle. If people become weary and walking with a footman, what's going to happen when they have to step in gear? Amen. I pray that they'll step up there and say, God, you can count me in. I'm not taking down the Word of God. Amen. The shield of faith. Hallelujah to God. Come on, the sword of the Spirit. Amen. To fight this battle. Hallelujah. To draw blood in Jesus' name against the enemy. Amen. And declare, as Paul did in Romans 8:39, that we're more than conquerors through Him that saved us. Amen. We're more than conquerors. Amen. God has got some giants. Amen. God has got a people. Amen. That will never back down. Amen. God has got a children today here that will never say no to the move of God. Amen. We'll rise up. Amen. Brother Austin said, if Jesus be for us, who can be against us? And though a righteous man fall 7 times, shall he not rise again? Amen. I may fall, but I'm standing up. Amen. Friend, I refuse to be defeated. I will not be overcome. Amen to God, because He lives. We can also live today. Amen. Daniel talked about the hour that we're all going to live in. In Daniel 12 and 1, he said there would be a time of trouble since there was never a nation. I thought, amen, before Sister Dunn came down with a sickness, I was preaching in Albany, Ohio. preaching a storefront building, and I was an outreach for the young folks. They opened the front double doors there in that little old town. Man starting a new work. And I saw teenagers lying both sides of the street. And I beckoned to them, God cares about y'all. You don't have to live like you're living. The devil is selling you a bill of goods. I saw them with the power of the world, but oh God, help me somehow tonight, maybe walk with the Spirit. Amen to God, to be able to look at a soul that's going to spend eternity somewhere instead of being so judgmental and thumbs down. How many hear what I'm talking about? Amen. God, let me look at them like Jesus would have looked at them, and having compassion and love and mercy. Amen to God for them to seek it. Amen to God, the real thing, but they're not found it yet. I got to teaching on rock music. Amen. And back masking. I talked about their champions. Amen. And Mike Jaggers. Amen. Susan Faloni. Amen. AC/DC. Amen. I begin to go through it. I begin to quote their lyrics. Amen to God, the songs that they sing. Like how way to hell. Look at me, mama. I'm on my way to the promised land. I'm on my way to a place called hell. Amen. Come on. Amen. Like one song is sung. Amen. Don't fear the reaper. Oh, friend, that they're singing to them. Amen. 40,000 men and women are coming every day. Amen. To God. Come on, baby. Amen. To God, you don't have to fear the reaper. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, when I look at Galatians 6 and 7, when it said, be not deceived. Amen. God is not mocked. Amen. For whatsoever a man soweth, that's what he shall also reap. I'm going to tell you, friend. Amen. There is coming a reaping day. Hallelujah. Amen. God somehow has inspired folks. Amen. To rise up in faith. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll always be with the devil that came against us. Yeah. Amen. The government sister Don couldn't get out of the bed. Amen. She slept on a bed that didn't have the electric turned in on a water bed. I'm going to tell you, if you've got one, don't never make the mistake let anybody sleep on it. So let's warm back up. You threw her body, I'm telling you both. The joints of her body swelled. Amen. She screamed with pain when her head pulled back under her back. Amen. Her legs, Sister Shirley, looked like they had ropes down the back of them. And I heard the most screaming spirits of hell. What you going to do now? Amen. I lifted my hands up. Amen. As David did in Psalms 121 and 1. I said, I look to the hills. Whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Amen. I called my pastor in Missouri and he said, amen, Brother Don, bring her home and put her in my bed. I'll pray her back to health. Oh, friend, I appreciate people across the state that got on their face. Amen. But I saw her. Amen. And God, she pressed towards death. I went to my children. I said, I'm going to tell you boys one thing. Amen. You need to get out of bed with God. I said, I lost my mama. Amen. And she was a young lady. Oh, I thought she was old. I thought 33 was old. But my God, when I got 33, I realized that my mother was only a young woman. Come on. Oh, friend, that feared God and loved God and went out of this world speaking in tongues and magnifying God. And I plan on seeing her one day. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen to God. But when I saw my children, they knelt around the bed. They got on their face and cried. Amen. One of the girls hollered. Amen to God. Come on. And she stopped breathing. And amen, my other daughter jumped up. In the middle of the bed. Oh, Sister Dunn. Amen, Sister Dunn. And I cried out, Jesus. Oh, thy son of David. I can't live without my wife. Oh, God, I've got to have her. Amen, in the work of the ministry. Lord, have you ever heard me? Hear me now.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about when your faith is put on trial.
came back to. I took a deep breath. Said, I wish y'all wouldn't have prayed. I was feeling so good in a place of peace. I said, but Mama, I can't live without you. I just can't make it. Been a good wife, a wonderful lady, a great mother, praying mother. You know what? She begged me to go on. She said, honey, why don't you please and go back on the field? We rented a house in a town 5 miles from our home church in Lakeland, Missouri, on the border of Oklahoma. I said, Mother, if that was me laying there, would you want to leave me? She said, not in a thousand years. I said, well, don't you even talk to me. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to stay with you all the way. She told me after finally she got the strength and the use of one arm and one leg back. And then she began to get the use of the other arm and leg. She got in a position. We went and borrowed a hospital bed, and I had a pull sheet that I turned her with. Laying from side to side several times during the night. But this time, she said, I'd like to set up. We set her up. We got up under each arm. Me and one of the boys, and got in the living room and sat on the couch. She said, if I could just get the... I feel like everything would be all right. Amen. But call, friend, I'm going to tell you that the Bible said that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And in His presence there is fullness of joy. My God, and because of the anointing, every yoke is destroyed. I'm going to tell you the power of God is stronger than dynamite. And when it rises it up, it will blow everything that even looks like bondage into a thousand pieces. Because praise will stand up and say, my God will, my God will, my God will, my God will, my God will answer, my God will deliver, my God will set free, my God will minister. Well, one of the brothers got a chair in the back of the church and set it there. A nice, big, fluffy, comfortable round chair. Amen. And we got her in it. Hallelujah. But now a young preacher in the church got up to minister and broke down and started crying. He said, I can't do nothing today. He said, because Sister Dunn and our worship, when you got over 200 and some people, that's on the floor shouting, people leaping for joy and running the aisles. She said, Sister Don's always been one. Amen. Was right out there with a shirt in the middle of worship and magnifying God. Amen. I can't stand it. She's sitting back there. Amen. And can't do it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you that I looked and I saw 24 women. This circle of the church she was in. Amen. Sister Anfield, they got out on her face and began to weep. They'll look down there. I stood there trembling because I looked at a carpet that had beads of tears. Amen. Around her chair. I thought, God, I'm so glad. Amen. We got friends. I'm so glad that there's a people that love you. Come on. Amen. A God not only in this place, but all across the world. God's got a church that loves Him that much. Come on. Amen. People that I've never met that's going to see the Lord one day. Oh, friend. Amen. Our pastor's daughter. Amen. The Holy Ghost fell on Sister Dunn and I saw her tremble on the power of God. Amen. Somebody got her to stand to her feet. Come on. Amen. To God, and I saw her. Amen. She tried to lift her arms and the glory of God came down. I kept saying, come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. My God, come on, Jesus. Come on, Lord. Come on, Jesus. All you've got to do is touch her, and she'll be all right. My God, your word cannot fail. Hallelujah. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Sister Kathy got her and took her around the church. That church is 130 foot long and 65 foot wide. I thought, my God, that's a long ways around there. But I tell you, the Sister Dunn stayed by her. Amen. My daughter got on the other side. I saw when they made one lap. one march around the church. And when they got back to the front, where all the ladies get to worship and sing, it was just like a cloud burst. All at once I saw Sister Dawn, and she told us dance. I saw people worshiping and rejoicing with her. Somebody said, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord, for the strength, reached down. He didn't have to. Paul the cramp, when you lay it all on the line and say, here I am, God. There is therefore now, first amen to God, John 3:21. Beloved, if our hearts condemns us not, then we have confidence in God. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but everybody said after the Spirit. Oh, friend, he reached down, and God completely healed her. Hallelujah! And now we was up in Cherry Holt, Indiana. Amen. Revival last year. Amen. I gave testimony. Amen. Concerning the Lord healing Sister Dunn. I don't care what they say. I know there's a tuning fork bunch out there that don't believe God can do anything. Amen to God. But I talked to them. I said, sir, amen to God. I went through the scriptures that I memorized. Amen to God that I put down my heart in defense with the gospel of truth. Amen to God. I said, if that's not enough, I saw the Lord. Amen. We prayed for a woman in Bakersfield, California that was blind in one eye, and God opened that eye. I said, we was in Oklahoma City. I saw a man one night that had been deaf for 15 years. And God, amen, his ear popped and he heard. And God restored his healing. Come on. I said, God, heal my wife. Amen. We saw God, amen, performing miracles. Amen. The world has came. Amen. It's too late. But to tell me, friend, that when faith is put on trial, it will work. It will operate. It will confirm. It will do it. It will strengthen. It will raise up to the utmost. Woman had, amen, an incurable disease. I never heard of cellulitis. I don't even know if the word like that in the dictionary. He called. I never will forget that experience. Called to the trailer. Walked in and passed that olive oil, and I reached out to lay hands on this woman. And all at once I felt an unseen hand reach across in front of me and reach down and touch that woman's head where she was laying on the couch. And when it did, this woman, it looked like somebody plugged her into a 220. Lord spoke to me and told me, did you tell her that she will never have this disease again? I told her, I said, sister, you will never have this disease again because God is not a shade tree mechanic. When he touches you, amen, man can touch you and nothing happens. But if Jesus ever reaches down, my God, and touches you, I'm going to tell you that you won't never be the same anymore. Somebody shout amen. She went back to the doctor and the doctor ran tests. And he called in another specialist and he ran tests. They kept on running tests. And he said, look, ma'am, at the end, I don't know what in the world has happened. But you don't have cellulitis anymore. I don't know what in the world has happened. And she looked that doctor in the face and said, I can tell you, doctor, amen, Jesus touched me. A man sick with the Holy Ghost came, amen, that night. He had cancer. Amen. And he said, look, I believe the Lord will heal me. I know he's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah to God. The prayer of faith was given. My son Daniel went with the pastor's wife back to the doctor and they run tests. They'd done all the checkings. And this man didn't even have the Holy Ghost yet. Well, now what the Lord did to that little Samaritan woman? He said, Lord, the dogs have had the crumbs. They fall off the table. I'm not asking for my whole pound of bread, but if you just let me have a crumb. Jesus said, I haven't saw such faith in all this. Come on, church. And for that moment, God delivered and healed. Somebody said, praise the Lord. They ran the test and checked and said, sir, you don't have cancer no more. You don't have to come back for any more treatments, any checkups. Hallelujah. I'm just glad that that's the kind of church, Savior, that we serve tonight. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said that weeping shall endure for when? For the night. But joy is going to come in the morning. My answer is going to come. When I get up in the morning, amen, the Lord gave you a message about a year ago on don't lose your soul. Hallelujah. In the mess of all of it, when you get up in the morning, go ahead and sing your song. Go ahead and praise the Lord. Go ahead and magnify Him. The Bible said in Romans chapter 4, verse 20, that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in what? He was strong in the faith and giving praise unto God. Hallelujah! Amen to God. We are snared in Proverbs 6 and 2. The Bible said we're snared by the words of our mouth. And we're taken by the words of our lips. And what we confess as Christians is either half of the victory or defeat. Our confession comes out, for our lips be snared of what was spoken. And the only thing that can ever bind the hands of the Lord is unbelief and doubt. I was amazed as I began to study, amen, the four Gospels that Jesus had in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And all the way through it, I'm trying to be as sweet as I can. But Jesus rebuked little faith all the way through it. He included it with doubt and unbelief. The only faith that Jesus ever commended was great faith. Wherein did thou doubt? He said in little faith. Oh, thou little faith. Lord, don't you care we perish out there on the boat for those disciples. Look at it, God. Amen to God, the thing that's going to sink. Amen to God. Oh, thou little faith. Wherein did thou doubt? And well, this scares me because I realize in Revelation 21 and 8, the Bible said that all unbelievers, come on, will have their part in the lake of fire. And I thought, God, let me rise up and rebuke that spirit when it comes around. You doubting devil, get out of my way and get behind me. Hallelujah to God, my God. John F. Kennedy said in one of his speeches that the impossible only takes a little while longer. Amen. But the Word of God said, amen, in Hebrews 11, 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In verse 2, that by it the elders obtained a good report. In verse 5, amen, by faith, Enoch, amen, to God was translated. Well, friend, because he had this testimony that he pleased God. But verse 6 said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Lord, I may have come short. Bless God, I'm standing up. I'm going to let faith rise up. Come on, church. I'm not quitting. I'm not stopping. I'm not looking back. Hallelujah to God. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. Stand on the Word of God. And confess the Word of God. In Psalm 15 and 5, on thee do I wait all day long. Amen. David said, let the floodwaters come. Let trial come. Let sickness overcome. Come on. Amen. But I'm going to tell you that faith will stand up and say it's going to work anyhow. I don't care. Amen. Come on. I'm not sounding critical today, but let me tell you, as a man came to my house, amen, a God brother shared it with my girl, had a high fever, and the white of her eyes had turned yellow. And he said, if your daughter dies, we're going to see that you put under the jailhouse. I thought, God, oh God, let me never be guilty of damper somebody's faith. My God, if they've got faith to believe in God, don't never let me be one that will stand and charge them and discourage them. I got mad and I went to her bedroom. She hadn't drank no water and ate no food in 3 days. And I laid hands on her. And I said, God, I take charge over the spirit of infirmity. Through the name of Jesus Christ, I bind this filthy spirit of hell. God, you come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You done paid the price. They beat furs in your back for our healing. Amen, God. I command a miracle right now. Lord, I believe you for the impossible. Amen. Immediately my daughter started sweating. Amen. She swung her feet off the bed and sat up and said, Mama, I'd like to have something to eat. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I'm going to tell you that God's word cannot fail. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. I thought about a man that was preaching at a camp meeting years ago. He talked about a friend that was working on a drilling rig. And how that they drilled down in the water. Offshore. They drilled down. Amen to God. Amen through a huge layer of rock. Several hundred sticks of that tubing that they drilled down. I had a little experience working in oil fields. Offshore and on land. And I thought, well, I can understand a little about what he's talking about. And all at once, that pipe started trembling. And the platform of that rig began to start shaking. They began to check. They had literally drilled into an underwater river that had a swift current. They began to shake that rig. And I thought, God, that's exactly the way faith is. It will drill down. And believe God. And after a while, if we can ever drill into that river. My God. Jesus said, I am that river. I am the river of life. Come on. I'm telling you, there is a river that no man can cross. There is a river. Come on. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Faith is just like it. It is a spiritual river. Amen to God. And I quoted earlier in Isaiah 12:3. Therefore with joy shall you draw waters from the wells of salvation. Hallelujah to God. When Abraham was one of the men that had the greatest exercise of faith. The book of Hebrews 11 talks about the heroes of faith. But Abraham to me was given the example. He was called the friend of God. Amen. Abraham was a man that believed God, and it was imputed unto him as righteousness. When the Lord spoke to him in Genesis 15:3, he was 75 years old. And to the world, it was the most lopsided promise that they never heard. A man 75 that's going to start a family. And for 25 years, he waited. And at the age of 100, and Sarah at the age of 90. In my own mind's eye, I thought, Lord, no doubt he had a little suitcase, a little chest, that he put little clothes in. I said, what's this about? Well, you know, this is for that boy. But the Lord told me, he said, he's going to give me a child, a promised child. And if I could count the sands of the sea and the stars of heaven, amen to God, that I could count my seed. I can see him. I thought when I lived in Winsburg, you could go down and you know what that's all about. You go down and sit down on the corner. Here sat these old men with a pocket knife and a stick. That was called spitting willow corner. If anybody wanted to know anything that's going on around town, go down to the corner. They had it all down pat. I can see them, amen, down on the corner. Can you believe this? This man's done waited 5 years and nothing happened. 10 years has done gone by. What in the world's wrong with him? 15 years, my Lord, it looked like to me you ought to give up after a while. 20 years had passed. But I'm going to tell you after 25 years, amen, there was a crying in the bedroom. Ah! Come on. Hallelujah. You may not be that strong, but it was there. Glory. Amen. I can see it. Talking, shall it not make it good? Amen, friend. I'm going to tell you if God ever says it, it's going to happen. I'm going to tell you if God ever declared it, it cannot fail. Amen. We can put our finger on it and say it says it right there. Amen, amen. Well, if God said it, amen, in Psalm 34:15, if I delight myself in the Lord, He'll give me the desires of my heart. He said in Matthew, amen, 7:8, let to everyone that asketh, receive it. Everyone that seeketh, find it. And everyone that knocks, it might be open. No, he said, if they knock, I'm going to open the door. If they ask, I'm going to give it to them. If they seek, they're going to find it. Thank God, when faith is put on trial, it will always win out. Somebody said amen. Time won't permit me tonight, today. Amen to God to talk of these men like Noah. In Hebrews 11:7, if by faith he built an ark for the saving of his household. I thought about these good carpenters we've got here. Men that are architects. Men that, amen, are super number one builders that I've been around. Amen, great men. Hallelujah. When I thought, God, if we don't do one of these FHA houses in 2 weeks or 10 days, we think we're losing money. Amen. But can you imagine Noah out there beating on an ark for over 100 years? Putting it together. The Lord has done 100. The Bible said it by faith. He moved with fear and built himself an ark for the saving of who? I wonder if my ark will save my household. Will it sustain the storm? Have I planted in their hearts that will help them to overcome? That which will promote them through the storm and the battles of life. Amen. When they step out of their own and take upon themselves manhood and womanhood. Amen. To God, did I plant enough in it? Amen. Did I talk victory enough? Amen. Or did I sow discords of doubt and unbelief? Amen. To God, of what God couldn't do. Amen. Come on, church. Hallelujah to God. But did I encourage them to lift up their hands without wrath and doubting and believe God for the impossible? And somebody said amen. But I'm going to tell you, there came the time when that boat was put out there. Come on. Amen. To God and friend, when the storm came down, the winds blow. Amen. For 110 days. Amen. Knowing that ark stood the storm. Come on. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank God they stood right through it. Amen. To the day that it sat down and the waters receded. Amen. It stood the deal because it was built by faith. Amen. Moses was another man that stepped out. Amen. In Hebrews 11:24, when he had come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Friend, I'm going to tell you that Moses. Amen. He looked at the recompense of the Lord. Amen. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the righteous than endure the, amen, the pages of sin. Amen. For a season. Amen. Moses had a chance to be the next Pharaoh. But he stepped down. Hallelujah. Said, I'd rather, amen, suffer with the righteous. Oh God. I'd rather stand with the people of God than enjoy all the things that Pharaoh had to offer. Because these things that Pharaoh had, amen, of God would deteriorate and would return back to the earth. But what he had in his heart would live forever. It would deliver to the utmost. And when they got to the Red Sea, after the 14th chapter of Exodus, amen, when Moses held that rod out, it worked just like God said it would work. And the waters rolled back. And when they needed meat, the Bible said, I was kind of laughing when I was reading that.
The Bible said that quails came up out of the middle of the sea. I never saw a sea quail. He fell 2 cubits deep, but the 3 foot deep. 2 cubits was a foot and a half. And Israel walked around in 3 foot of quail. What do you want? What do you need today? I'm going to tell you that faith and God's word will not fail. Hallelujah. Hannah, in closing today, Hannah was a lady that was looked down upon. For a lady in the Old Testament that could not bear a child was looked at as a reject in society. She was looked at as one that was a downcast. And I can see Hannah one day by faith. You know what she did? She went to the temple for the priest of that.
She got out on her face. And the Bible said she wept bitterly before the Lord. And sure, when she lifted her hand and said, "Oh Lord, remember me. Look down upon the affliction of thy handmaid."
And the Bible said that God remembered Hannah. 9 months from the time she left that temple, she bore a prophet by the name of Samuel. And I thought, God, if that praying woman wouldn't have been on her face, it would have been mine as one prophet. Well, thank God for a praying mother. Well, praise the Lord anyhow. Thank God for a woman that knows how to touch God. Amen to God that came and the Lord blessed with that child. Hallelujah to God. Jacob was another one in Genesis 32 after he became in the place that he was at. Amen. Amen. Jacob was tired of running as a fugitive from his brother Esau. And the Bible said there he wrestled with the angel all night long to the breaking of the day. And he told that angel, said, "Look, turn me loose." Amen to God. And Jacob said, "I will not turn you loose until you bless me." Oh God, let me have that kind of attitude this morning. Amen. When I get on my face to pray, I'm not going to get out there and pray a 5 minute prayer meeting. I want to get on my face and travail till my head hurts. Come on, in my back aches. And I'm weak till I can't weep no more. Amen to God. I say, "God, amen, here I am. I've got to have an answer. I've got to have the victory. I've got to have a deliverance today." Oh, friend. And the Bible said the angel told him, "What is thy name?"
He said, "My name is Jacob."
He said, "Your name's not going to be Jacob no more. For as a prince I have travailed with God. Father, I have seen him face to face." He had touched the hollow of his thigh. And I thought when I was in high school playing football, I got my hip knocked out of place one time. I covered the ball and I didn't realize I got one leg hung under me. But about 5 guys that tiled on me let me know that it was under there. And it pulled my hip. And I tell you what, I suffered with pain. And I thought how the Jacob must have. That day he wasn't walking like he did before. He said, "But thy name shall be called Israel." Hallelujah. "Thy name shall be called Israel." Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Lord, let me be our Israel. Come on, church. Let me know what it is to travail and weep between the porch and the altar. My God, come on, church. Don't let me take no for an answer. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to tell you, friend, that by faith, that man wrestled with that angel. I'm not turning you loose. I'm not giving up. He got dirt in his hair. His clothes were torn. I believe he had sand, amen, and got ground in his skin. I believe it was a real match. And that angel was trying to get loose. Oh, but friend, I'm going to tell you the next day, it was joy in the morning. Amen. Sorrow may have endured for the night. But friend, the next day, amen, it got all, everything was all right. He had got it all settled. Amen. The Lord was there. Hallelujah to God. He found favor with his brother and with God. And God confirmed that covenant that everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Joshua and Caleb. Amen. The Bible says that Caleb had another spirit in him when they went out to face the giant. Amen. The Bible says that 10 of them came back and said, look at the giant. Amen. Look at the size of them Anakims. Look at them. Amen. To God, but the Bible said that Caleb and Joshua stilled the people and said, don't fear. God be for us, who can be against us. We're well able to take the land. God's people is going out into a land of giants in this hour. Hallelujah. Faith with everything. Dream killers walking around, trying to kill your dream. Don't ever lose your dream. Amen. Proverbs 29 and 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Come on. Hey, when people lose their vision, amen to God, they lose the very thing that will cause them to, amen to God, to grow and to follow themselves in the Word of God and advance themselves in the depth of God. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost 30 years ago in the book of, I mean, the month of March. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Amen. But I thought, God, they made fun of me as a young man. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Amen. That we can live for God. I know our youth back younger. Amen. But I want to encourage them across the country that if anybody can live for God, they can. If anybody can serve the Lord, they can. Come on. Amen. To God, there's been trials. Amen. And tribulations a long way. But Jesus said, be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we're living in an hour when we need to let faith rise up and say, God is going to do it. And God is going to stand with us. Amen. God is going to deliver the church. And we're going to have a mighty move in this church. Amen. God, the Lord's going to move and confirm His Word with signs and miracles. Amen. And wonders. Amen. I'm expecting this hour. Amen. No wonder Paul said in Romans 8:19 that the earnest expectation of the creature, amen, waiteth, amen, for the manifestations of the sons of God. In verse 22, it said the whole creation, amen, prevaileth and groaneth until now. Isaiah 66:18, as soon as Zion prevailed, she brought forth children. I'm going to tell you, friend, that God said we can have what we want if we want it bad enough. Hey, we can have what we desire if we desire it enough. And when our faith comes up, if we'll lift our hands. I've thought about that scripture in Ephesians 6. When you've done all to stand, stand therefore. That word stand in the Greek dialect was pronounced yakon, which meant rising to stand. When you've done all to stand, rise up and stand longer. Rise up and to stand longer. Hallelujah. Because it's going to all be over after a while. How many knows it's going to be over? Thank God He's going to be our deliverer. It's going to be the great priest, the wonderful Savior, to stand with the church in this hour. Amen. Let me encourage you in faith today. Amen. Not let it be just mustard seed faith, but let it be mustard tree faith. Amen. A God with limbs 20 foot long and roots 60 foot deep, wrapped around the rock that Peter talked about in Matthew 16:18. Or Jesus did when He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10:4. Amen. The Christ was that rock. Amen. To God, the stone had been rejected, has become the head of the corner. How many is there today that when faith goes on trial, amen, to God, it will win out. I don't care what you're faced with in this hour. I'm going to tell you, Jesus won't never leave you. I'll forsake you. Give Him a good hand clap.
I appreciate this message on faith. I need a message on faith. You need a message on faith. And it's a positive message. And I feel that it is from God to us today. Stand with me, would you? Thank you, Brother Dunn, for preaching to us today. Father, we thank You today for putting Your hand upon us. Thank You for the message that is given to our hearts, for encouragement, for strength, Lord, that we may know Your will and do it.